Good morning, everybody. This is day one at Aero India 2025 at Yelahanka Air Force Station, Bangalore. And Team ADU is here to get you the show live. This is morning 8:30. We are inside the show. And friends, it's very exciting. The Indians, the Americans, the Russians, they're all here, you know, getting you absolutely crazy because it's after the war happening between Russia and Ukraine, which Russia prefers to call an operation, is the first time we have all of them together. And we have a Su-57, which is coming from Russia. We've got an American F-35. We've got all the Indian fighters. We've got Indian helicopters. We've got, F-16. You just have to come here, friends, to see and believe. It's really interesting. So the first flying display is, something which happened at the inauguration. And very exciting. Because I'm talking about flying because the crowd is maddeningly crazy. And for all of us, I think it's a human instinct. When you see an aircraft flying, your eyes automatically go up. And it's just a beautiful experience. It's something which no camera can capture. It's just your eye that can capture. It's so beautiful. And the day, friends, began with a heavy jostling crowd outside to enter the show. It took us time to enter, despite the fact that we left early. We came in. And the inauguration by the Raksha Mantri, that is the Defense Minister of India, Mr. Rajnath Singh, had happened because the Prime Minister, of course, was on his way to France and US, so he could not make it to Aero India this year. But I'm sure that his attraction for aircraft and he's always motivated the Aero India. So I think best wishes are all here with these guys. And you had the, as usual, you had the, Chief Minister of Karnataka, and then you had the MOS Defense, the CDS, the three chiefs of for the defense forces in India, the Army Chief, Navy Chief, and Air Chief. And in addition to that, the DRDO Chief. And friends, it was a beautiful occasion to be in. We saw the flypast, of course, was very good. It started with the paragliders from the Indian Air Force's Akash Ganga team, who jump off normally an AN-32, which I'm sure you all know is a Russian legacy aircraft of the Indian Air Force. Then it was followed by a Dhwaj formation, which Air Force calls, when three Mi-17 helicopters carrying the tricolor, the Indian flag and the Aero India flag, both were there. And this was followed by three LCA Mark 1A Tejas. LCA Tejas have been, the mainstay of HAL's fighter program. And they were there. Then the three LUH, light utility helicopters, they're called Bheem formation flying, which they did today. And the three Coast Guard Dornier we had in the Rakshak formation. And two more Dorniers, then accompanied one AN-32 transport aircraft, which was followed by LCA Mark 1 in the Yodha formation, two Hawks and MiG-29s along with the P-8I aircraft in Varuna formation, and the big C-130J accompanied by two C-295 aircraft in Sathi formation. C-130J is American, friends. C-295 is European. And both of them are part of the Indian fleet. We are also making C-295s, Airbus and Tatas together here. So this is Sathi, means friendship and friends. So I think Indian Air Force fleet has been the basis of friendship between Americans and Europeans here. Apart from NATO friends, we all know that NATO binds them together. And the flypast ended with a, Jaguar aircraft in Arjun formation. So you had an airborne early warning and control systems Embraer aircraft, which was on both the sides flanked by Su-30 fighters and one Rafale with the Su-30. And then finally three Su-30s. And this is called the Trishul formation, friends. So this was something very interesting. But also which was very, very entertaining was the, you know, HAL's HTT-40 and IGTs before Tejas Mark 1, when the show started, it started with these, you know, stunts being performed in the sky. It was such a pleasure to see. And the Su-30 was a showstopper when it moves. You know, it's a beautiful thing so to see. I really, friends, you really have to see to believe all this. The morning flight display, of course, ended with the most popular, you know, you had... you had the display, Indian display team, and the sarangs were missed terribly this time, and they, because they didn't fly. And of course, at the end, it was you know, for all of us who've always seen them, we really missed them. So it was very, very interesting. And to see all this antics, these antics in the sky, and you know, it's clockwork precision, a second here and there, friends, and we know what happens in aviation. It was just very beautiful. So it's really, it was really, really enjoyable, an inauguration. The Raksha Mantri, of course, reiterated all that he said yesterday at the curtain raiser press conference in Bangalore. And it was very interesting, you know, to see how things happened. Then after the inaugural, factual inaugural got over, we went along with the Raksha Mantri, and Raksha Mantri took a tour of the, you know, halls and stalls. So he went to the IDEX Pavilion, the India Pavilion, and it was nice actually to see that he was encouraging everybody, especially Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat have been, you know, India's clarion calls. And both the Raksha Mantri, the Prime Minister, and anybody from the government definitely reiterates the fact that we need, this is what we need. If we want to develop, we need to have our own forces. You know, it is, we have to have our own, you know, development and research and development, which we really have. We've got a great DRDO, we've got HAL, we've got a wonderful private sector. And I think at the end of the day, all teething troubles should get over, and we really should be having the best in the world. So it's, friends, try and try till succeed. I'm sure we will always succeed. There's no question of not having it. And it's very interesting, friends. The day continued with the, it was a business day, and the day continued with people thronging absolutely. And a surprise element was the crowd, keeping in mind that you were here at a business day. So it was the whole day of, and for us at ADU, it was time to cover. There were press conferences, there was a lot of activity, and definitely we were covering everything. This is our team from here: Sangeeta Saxena, Surbhi Rao, Harmeet Singh, and Bharat Rawat. We're all here to get the show live to you, friends. This is day one. We've just finished the first half of the day one, and we'll keep getting you podcasts and written stories and photo galleries and video galleries. So friends, keep clicking to the site and reading and viewing everything live on ADU. Thank you, friends. That was great. This was the first time, and since the show had begun, and we'll keep continuing with these podcasts.